Time now for Where's Art, a regular feature of Mondays here on KUMD. And Annie Dugan, I discovered a new place to see art over the weekend.
Ooh, how exciting. Where's that?
County Fairs.
Oh, yes. No, they're fabulous. I talk about that every summer because county fairs are fabulous. So we will talk about it in August when the Carlton County Fair comes up.
Well, and of course, there's the Art of the Mini Donut, but that deserves its own show.
Exactly. That is a whole entire realm unto itself.
But there's a lot of amazingly talented people here in the Northland, and it's
there are,
it's, you know, you're wandering along and you're thinking, and all of a sudden you're just stopped dead by something, and it's just something that somebody created at home and thought they'd share at the county fair. Wow.
It's fabulous. And this week, the best place to see art is outside. Despite the mixed weather, this week at the Duluth Art Institute and throughout Duluth is the Plein Air Art Festival. So this means that people from across the country are coming to Duluth, 40 artists, lots from Duluth and Minnesota and Wisconsin, but others from further afield as well, are deciding to make Duluth their playground for art, and they're painting outside. We have a whole pack load full on a train right now that's headed to Congdon Creek. So if you're up for some art viewing this morning, art in process viewing, go to Congdon Creek and see the artists.
And guess what they're going to be doing, Annie?
What? Watercolors.
Watercolors!
What's great is we have a baggage car, so they can do it off of the baggage car looking onto the creek. So we believe in plein air, but we also believe in some comforts around plein air. So we're flexible in that regard. So, and there's a lot of events throughout the week that you can see these artists working. Tomorrow, they'll be on the Glensheen grounds. Wednesday, so the whole idea behind the festival is that artists come, they checked in yesterday with blank canvases, and they have until Friday morning to create three masterpieces, and then Friday evening from 5 to 7, you can come and see what they've created throughout the week. And it's really remarkable. Like we talk about all the time, Duluth really is such a playground. If you like the lake, if you like industry, if you like hillside trees, I mean, it really has it all for painters and artists. So like I said, Tuesday at Glensheen, Wednesday is going to be a really interesting event. It's from 6 to 7:30, and it's open to anyone who wants to come and participate. You just have to bring your own materials. It's a quick paint. So you have an hour and a half to at Midtown Park in Lincoln Park. It's underneath the overpass. It's a very industrial, gritty park. You turn your painting in at the end, and then we put it up in the gallery for viewing on that Friday. So it's a fabulous way to show off and highlight Duluth through art. There's also a lot of other art events going on this week that I really need to mention. Monday tonight, Martin DeWitt, who is he's the former Tweed director, so a lot of folks know him in the community, but he has really come into his own as an artist, and he travels extensively. He travels to Mexico, to South America. This show is called Layered Histories and Cultural Memory, and it's about his travels. It's about the people he's met. It combines digital art with painting, and it's in partnership with another show called, and I'm not a Spanish speaker, so I apologize, but Berta Viva, La Lucha Siga. So Berta is alive, the struggle thrives, and it's in honor of the social justice movement in Honduras. And Berta, I can't pronounce her last name correctly, so I'm not going to, but she was a peace activist, social justice pioneer that was killed recently. And there's a group, the Twin Ports Witness for Peace delegation went down there, and there's Sarah Holst and Lori Steele with John Hinkle have done a series of prints in honor of that visit. And it's just incredibly powerful. So I'd encourage everyone to go to Zeitgeist at 5 p.m. this evening to celebrate Martin and Sarah and Lori. And then Friday, not only is the plein air celebration at the Duluth Art Institute from 5 to 7. It's also, after that, you can go to ICO to see, they did a community cell phone photography project. It's called Let's See What You See. The idea being that, you know, the cell phone and photos are so ubiquitous now, they wanted to see what the community was seeing. So this is a series of cell phone photos from the community. And then even later that evening, you can go down to the lake walk and see the dances on the lake walk. And the reason I mention that, I know it's a dance, but there's a lot of visual artists who are connected with that project. And I think that it's really interesting in Duluth how intermixed medias are. You know, you have theater artists who are visual artists who do, you know, set design. You have costume artists who are visual artists. So there's such a permeability between these mediums. So the dances on the lake walk, I think, is a wonderful way to celebrate that. And then Saturday at 2 p.m., Jeffrey Larson is going to give a talk at the Tweed about his amazing show that he has going on right now. So there is a packed week. Lisa, you can. I hope you rested up this weekend.
I did, as a matter of fact.
Good. I hope you ate a lot of donuts to give you energy for the week ahead.
Absolutely, I did, because you've got to take advantage of mini donut season. You know, it doesn't last long, and you have to take advantage of it while it's here.
Exactly.
Annie, thanks a million. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks so much, Lisa. Take care.
Annie Dugan is the curator of the Duluth Art Institute and our host for Where's Art every Monday right here on 103.3 KUMD.